each meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
And now, I don't know what you're doing, Mike. You're killing me already.
Oh,
Mike Stark, you're killing me already.
Kevin Matthews here in the studio.
What
today.
Happened to the theme music? My theme music, it just went away.
I don't know. It's editing issues.
With an axe. I think you edited that with an axe.
Don't start with me, buddy.
Don't start with me. That's our theme song, and it just went away, and then you pointed at me.
Hey now. Well, you know, don't make me go get Jim Shorts in here. He'll put you in your
Jim's
place.
Jim's nowhere near
Jim
here.
Jimmy will put you in your place.
No, you got to tell folks. You got to tell folks who I am because right now they're hitting.
Right,
they're
right.
Just
you're
about ready to go to the dial and move the dial.
Yeah, so you're going to correct me. We're going to get this is really starting under the train, isn't it? There were some trains.
No, it's just the theme music
tornadoes.
Just went away right away. Who edited
that's
that?
That's the guy right there on the other side of the glass.
That sounds great, Nick. I love how you edit with an axe. That's a nice sound.
He's in the mute box.
Yeah.
You know, put him in there with Jimmy the monkey.
Hey, you know what? It's a beautiful day. It's not raining. And
no, it's not.
It's good to be in Chicago.
Something is something's going on tomorrow. We've been talking about this for months.
Yeah, I'm in town. Why don't you explain who I am
just a little bit?
Yeah. Okay.
For those of you that have been living under a rock.
Well, I haven't been in Chicago on the radio since 2005. So think of how many people have been born.
Since 2005?
Billions.
You want me to do the math?
I don't know, but I'm just
really
saying. I'm Kevin Matthews. I used to work with Steve Dahl.
Yeah, tell everybody who
Howard
you are.
Stern, Jonathan Brandmeier, Chet Kopick, the Chicago Bulls. Hey, we had a little radio station until it was sold and went away. It was called The Loop.
The Loop. It's only the greatest radio station in the history of Chicago.
It was a good one. It had a good run.
It had more diversity than, say, a WGN, which was just talk.
Well, yeah.
I mean, when I started listening to that when I was in grade school, it was rock. You had the hot Loop girl.
I came here, WGN was more for our parents and grandparents.
Yeah.
And we decided.
I had to
decided,
listen to that crap in the car when I was driving around on vacation.
But I became very
Phillips.
Good friends with Bob Collins and Spike. And good folks are good over
that's
at WGN.
That's not good, but I'm just saying as a kid, you're not excited.
Not
about
very them. Christian of you to say how awful they are, Mike.
I'm not saying how awful they are.
Well, if you rewind the tape, you said some cutting things.
I just said I didn't like listening to it as an 8-year-old,
okay?
I was more amused with
it. No, you said that's not what you said. That's not what you said,
Mike. We'll just
Mike.
Keep moving forward.
And again, it's not
never
good
look back.
To lie.
Remember, Fleetwood Mac says, don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't look back. Don't look back.
I don't
move
like
forward.
That song, Mike.
We're moving forward.
I don't like that song.
Why? Because it was Bill Clinton's inauguration song?
No, I just, I'm so tired of Fleetwood Mac. I'm so tired of classic rock. I never have to listen to Billy Idol's White Wedding again, ever. I don't. I'm done with it.
Well, hold on. Before we get into what we're really here to talk about, which is, I don't know, we'll just wing it. But you have got a special podcast going out there right now, too.
No, I quit that.
You quit that.
You've done your homework.
Yeah. I was on KMHQ. The KMHQ, pal.
That hasn't been released yet because that's a secret, covert operation. And that will be,
so,
hopefully,
see, I'm ahead of the curve here,
if I don't die, we'll release that covert operation.
It's pretty
operation.
Darn good. I enjoy it. Sorry, everybody.
I was on with Steve Dahl for 6 years.
Well,
and
I know
then
about that.
I left.
Because he fired you.
No, he didn't fire me. I'm just not at all. I just decided.
You had enough.
Well,
I know
it's
had
not
enough.
That I had enough.
I just don't like the way you've attacked me from the start here, pal.
I well.
Hey, if you deserve it. You deserve it.
So go ahead, Mike. It's your Mike Stark, everybody. The Mike Stark Show.
Yes, it is my show.
And,
don't you forget it, pal.
Here for the next 50 minutes.
Unless they cut us, you know.
Well, yeah, like
Armin's,
like
Armin's
the
in
theme,
the building. He could just like say
like the theme song. Things. That was great. Can we hear the theme song again? Let's just hear how it ends.
Yeah,
can we
do that,
play
Nick?
That?
Okay, yeah, he's gonna do that because that's really a great song.
Now this goes good.
Okay.
And then normally you can fade this out.
Right.
Here it comes. Live from Chicago, it's...
The Kevin Matthews Show.
They're okay, live from Chicago. I didn't even get to say it's Kevin Matthews Show.
No.
I mean, it just...
Because it's the Mike Stark Show.
Oh, well, I know, but that song is about 4 minutes long, and you guys, what, if you have
we
to
don't
pay
have
music
much to
rights?
Talk about, right.
Is that how come
I have,
you
I have no
dumped
idea.
Out?
No, I don't
okay.
know what to do.
Well, Mike, go ahead. I'm your guest, and
yes,
take
you
it
are.
Away.
All right. Well, we're here, obviously, for a big deal tomorrow night at St. John Cantius. You, Kevin, along with your beautiful statue of the Broken Mary, and we'll talk about that a little bit because maybe there's a couple people out there that don't know what Broken Mary is. But again, that's for those listening to this show should certainly be aware because we've been advertising this. There's a march, or we're not calling it a march. You don't want to call it a march. We're going to call it a procession. Over 5,000 people are expected to attend, which is going to start with you talking at St. John Cantius tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, yes.
7 o'clock at John Cantius. Several dignitaries are supposed to attend, including Alderman Walter Burnett, maybe some of your fellow radio personalities, some TV people. This will get coverage with the media, local media, I'm sure. And basically what it is, it's a candlelit vigil walk, basically, from John Cantius to the water tower, which is about a mile and a half, starting around 8 o'clock tomorrow.
It'll start at 8 o'clock.
Start at 8 o'clock. So, you know, if you want to hear Kevin talk, I would advise his story is an amazing story. We only have an hour here. We don't now because we killed about 7 minutes. But the point is we don't have time to get into your whole story. But it's an amazing story, very inspirational. And the great thing about this is the statue is going to be carried by volunteer first responders.
Yeah, the Chicago Fire Department and also the Chicago Police Department. And again, this is not a political rally. This is a prayer walk.
It is, but the state police and the National Guard are also going to be attending and carrying the statue. So, I mean, you've really called out all the stops. And I think talking with Father Josh, hey, Father Josh, I know you're over there. You're Canadian.
And Father Josh is a dear friend, and he's a priest at St. John Cantius Church. I met Father Josh, I'm sorry.
Maybe you met John Cantius, too. I don't know if he's still alive.
I met Father Josh about a year and a half ago, and he plays a pivotal part in this prayer march that we're doing tomorrow night. All ages are welcome. You can bring kids, all denominations. Again, it's a time for prayer for the city of Chicago and all who live here.
Right. And so he's been a big part of this. I remember we sat down with him months ago. I had him on the show about a month ago, and you know we had a lot of fun, you know, talking about it because he's from way north of the border. There, about 1,000 miles north of North Dakota, and so we had a little talking about how his sister was a really good hockey player. Because I asked him if he played hockey, he said he did, but my sister was way better than me, so that's why I became a priest. And I think it's a well-chosen vocation. Both him and his brother are wonderful priests, wonderful young priests. They were the last ones actually ordained by Cardinal Francis George. We, in our movie about Cardinal George, we have a picture of him being ordained. But he's talked to people, and he said he couldn't believe how all the doors opened for him.
The
CTA is going to bus. If you don't feel like walking back to the church, some people say, well, I'd like to do it, but geez, now I got to walk back afterwards. Or how am I going to get back?
Right.
To
and for you folks, tomorrow at 8 o'clock when we walk from St. John Cantius, we walk down Chicago Avenue, and then we'll head over to Michigan Avenue at the water tower. where this will end, and we pray. The CTA has got plenty of buses. You can Uber back or Lyft back. The whole event starts, like I said, at 7 o'clock. I'll discuss and tell the story of a statue that I found in 2011 lying next to a dumpster, and how this statue now has become a world figure because it represents the broken, and we're all broken in some way. No one's perfect, including the highest officials, from Pope, presidents, aldermen. We're all human. We're all broken, but we are loved by God.
Some are better than others, you know.
What?
Okay. So, on that note, so yes, I mean, your story is an amazing one. It really is.
Well, I'll tell it. For those that don't know it, it's in a book that I wrote that all happened to me 2011. I was in Michigan, and I had just lost my job. I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I heard a voice that said, "Buy your wife some flowers." And I look up. There's no such thing as a coincidence. I look up. There's a flower shop. I decided I'm going to get my wife some flowers. I pull in, and I get out of the truck, and I'm walking towards the door, and I look over by the dumpster, and I see a statue of the Virgin Mary. And I walk over, and it is the statue, this beautiful statue of Mary, and she's broken in half at the waist. She has no hands. She's covered in garbage and weeds. And I heard a voice, a distinct voice that said, "Will you deny me? Will you deny my mother?" And it was haunting. And there's no way I'm going to leave this statue here of Mary at a dirty dumpster. I walked in, and I was the only one in the shop. The clerk said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "I really want to buy that statue of the Virgin Mary that's out in the lane next to the dumpster." And she said, "No, that is a family heirloom."
Why do you think she didn't want to sell it? Because it was going to be thrown out. It was probably,
I don't have a clue.
Probably too
all
heavy
I know
for these
is,
people to throw in the dumpster. So
and
it
then
on the ground.
I heard that voice again, "Will you deny me? Will you deny my mother?" And that's when I closed my eyes, and I'm not a religious person at all at that time. And I just said, "God help me." And I blurted out that, "Hey, I'll give money to the nuns that live out around here." I had no idea that there were nuns that lived out around this floral shop. And she recognized my voice. She said, "Hey, I know you. You're that guy on the radio. And are you Kevin Matthews?" And I said, "Yes." And she goes, "I used to listen to you. You got fired. What happened?" And I said, "Listen, I'll give money to the nuns that are out here if I can just please take the statue." She let me take it, and I didn't even buy flowers for my wife. I put her in my truck. I took her home, and I called a friend of mine who's a priest, and I said, "Father Mark, I found this statue. She's about, 4 foot long, and she weighs quite a bit. Do you know where I can get her fixed?" And he told me of a monument maker, and I could take her in the spring and get her fixed. In the spring, I went over to this monument maker, and he looks, and she's in two halves, and her hands are missing, and she's filthy, and she's scraped up. Not a scratch, though, on her face.
Her face is immaculate.
Her face
brand
is
new,
immaculate.
Porcelain, like a Yadro.
Yeah, and the man said, "I can put new hands on her. I can paint her. She won't even look broken, like anything's happened." And I said, "No." That's where it really hit me. I said, no. I want her, put her the halves together, but keep her hand. She's broken. She reminds me of me. And I was. No job, MS. I said, no. And I had Father Mark come. I took her home. She was blessed by a priest, and we called her Broken Mary. And that's when the miracles started, and that was 2012. And so I've been married with Mary, this statue, for 8 years. And since she got blessed, she has just the miracles, and she's become all known all over the world. And she's an amazing story. The most broken are coming to her. And she's a statue, but she represents Mary, the
right,
Mother
I think that's the thing that sometimes people have a problem with Catholics saying, why do you idolize a statue or something like that? And what we're doing is venerating.
I idolize a statue,
no,
but at the
not.
Same time I look, it represents the Mother of Jesus, and it's lying in dirt and garbage. Of course, I'm going to rescue her.
Right.
And I've had people say, "You love Mary too much," and it's like, I'm never going to love Mary more than Jesus. Jesus is not going to beat me up for loving his mother too much.
Exactly.
And it's basically that voice, will you deny me? Will you deny my mother? And I took that statue home. And like any mother, she'll clean you up. And I have been with Mary for 8 years, and it is though, not though, it is, Jesus said, I'm going to leave you with my mother. And
just like he did with St. John.
Yeah, and he has, and it's been a wonderful trip. I wrote the book, Broken Mary. That's
how do you get the book, Kev?
You can get it at brokenmary.com. I also recite the rosary there, and we've got rosary apps that you can hear me recite the rosary for free. You can get the book through Dynamic Catholic and also Amazon, anywhere where the book is sold. The book itself was written by Mary, and it's a miracle that this book has been written. And yes, I did find those nuns that I promised money to, and they're Franciscan nuns. And we'll take a break and come back, and I'll tell you just how important. There's no such thing as a coincidence, folks. Those nuns play a big part of what's happening tomorrow night at St. John Cantius.
Chicago radio personality Kevin Matthews found a statue of the Virgin Mary broken and lying by a dumpster. His life would never be the same. Join us on Thursday, May 30th at noon as Mike Stark talks with Kevin about his experience with Broken Mary. Then join Kevin at St. John Cantius Friday night, May 31st at 7 for a talk by Kevin. After the talk, Kevin invites you and a few thousand others to walk in candlelight procession with Our Lady of the Broken from St. John Cantius to the Water Tower on Chicago Avenue as we pray the rosary for peace and healing in our lives in our troubled city. Join us on Winds of Change Thursday, May 30th at noon, and then join Kevin Matthews' talk at St. John Cantius Friday, May 31st at 7 p.m. For complete information, visit OurLadyOfTheBroken.org. That's OurLadyOfTheBroken.org.
We all are broken. It's humbling to go to Mary and say, Mary, the mother of Jesus, please, please, Mary, be my mother today. This world is moving so fast. Maybe it's time to stop and close your eyes and finally be with God.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
Save the dates for Prairie Fest, Friday through Sunday, August 9th through the 11th at Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Church in Homer Glen, Illinois.
More info at ByzantineCatholic.com.
St. Stan's School has an amazing PK 3 through 8th grade program focused on leadership and social-emotional learning and is one of the only schools to implement the Reading and Writing Project of Columbia University and the University of Chicago. Everyday math across the board, PK 3 through 8th, is taught by our highly educated and dedicated teachers. St. Stan's students are academically challenged with advanced-level placement opportunities as their test scores and high school admissions speak volumes. St. Stan's is an integral part of the Wicker Park community, where you feel welcome and at home with other families and friends who enjoy the same warm, friendly, and safe atmosphere for their children. We have small classroom size, which makes a difference in the whole learning experience. Many schools have excellent programs. At St. Stan's, we empower students to be excellent. Join the St. Stan's family. It is a selective admissions process. Grades 1 through 8 are tested and interviewed. Call 773-278-4560. That's 773-278-4560. Or stop by at 1255 North Noble Street. That's one block north of Division, just off the Kennedy. More information at ststanschicago.org. That's ststanschicago.org.
Hey, Kev, does this keep it? Does this song sound familiar to you?
Yeah, that was my anthem, Leonard Skinner, the Freebird anthem. For many of you, Kev, had you know Freebird? It many people yell that at many concerts.
Why?
Well, there's a history behind that. The Wall Street Journal, about 10 years ago, did a really beautiful story on how that all happened. And I have.
Well, how did it happen?
Well, it happened with. I encouraged people to
yell at it. You started
it. Yeah, but not like if you were going to go see Jim Nabors or.
Golly!
Something, you'd yell it there and it just kind of caught on. And now it's yelled everywhere. And you don't yell that at a good concert like Billy Corgan or the Smashing Pumpkins.
Can I yell it at Michael Bublé? I'm going to go see Michael Bublé.
You know, I know because he's. No. I like him.
So if you don't like him, like if it's for instance Fleetwood Mac, you can yell.
No, it's not that I don't like Fleetwood Mac. It's just who would you?
Billy Idol.
No, I not Billy. I would think somebody like American Idol. Who was the guy from Tennessee that won? Clay Aiken.
Don't waste my time.
There you
show.
Go. Clay Aiken, no, stuff like that. Okay, enough of that, please.
So,
now that we bought.
As far as Freebird goes, because there was reasons for my madness of picking that music, Nick did a better job of editing, but I wanted him to run the whole song out, and I'm making it, you know, I thought he'd run.
I don't need
song,
to hear that song.
But that song.
I've heard
more.
That song
more.
Billions of times.
I wanted more. That's Rebel Yell. Anyway, there was a sign at Poplar Creek a while back when they tore the place down that you really wanted, wasn't there?
Yeah, at Poplar Creek, if you remember that venue, there were rules, and one of the rules is no yelling Freebird. And I wanted to get that, and of course they bulldozed and destroyed Poplar Creek. They had to get rid of that as fast as they got rid of Meg's Field. And I never got the plaque. I wanted to get that. I love that.
Well, somebody's probably got it. I wouldn't imagine one of the guys. I'm imagining at that time there were a lot of Kev heads, and they would have been.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I hope
somebody
has it.
So if you're out there in radio land and you've got it.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Call Kev. His number is 555-555-1212. Okay, let's get back to this procession that we're going to have tomorrow night over at John Cantius from the church to the water tower.
Yeah.
And the weather is, by the way, the weather. We've been planning this for how long?
Quite a while.
What's
now.
The weather look like?
It's up to Mary, and
but
it'll
it's gonna
be beautiful.
80 degrees. It's going to be warmer at night than it is during the day.
No, I know. It's we've had so much rain. And for those who are just tuning in, tomorrow night, we all are welcome. Free, all ages are welcome. We're going to do a candlelight vigil from St. John Cantius, which is on 825 North Carpenter Street. And then we go down
Google it.
Chicago Avenue over to Michigan to the water tower, and we encourage everybody to come as we pray for the city. And Chicago is such a beautiful city, and prayer works, and there's nothing wrong with prayer. Especially, we have a new mayor, and I'm sure she would love prayers. I mean, I hope her the best. And
well, you were just saying something as we were driving over here this morning about all the art on the viaducts.
Well, there's I've never seen more graffiti at one time than I have in Chicago. And Chicago's a great city. And this is not a march. It's not a march. It's a prayer. It's prayer. And it's not a blame. It is just a time to be silent or to say the rosary and to walk. And the Chicago Fire Department, they're joining us. They're taking and holding and carrying the statue of Broken Mary from St. John Cantius all the way down to the water tower. And this is going to be a beautiful night. It's a beautiful night. It's a peaceful night.
Well, it's a procession, and people will have candles. I think the idea is to let people know, honestly. I mean, it's a hard thing for some people to admit sometimes. You just come out
right
that I'm broken.
Oh,
let,
yeah.
Let
well,
people
I would
I'm
love
not broke. There's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah. Everyone's broken.
Right.
Including it can be from the Pope to the president, to me, to you listening, we're flawed, but we're loved.
Right.
We're not perfect, and by any means, even though some people think they are.
A few people do.
And whatever this statue represents, and I've had this statue, I found it at a dumpster, but like I said, last night I was down speaking in Joliet at St. Pat's Church, and what a beautiful night. It was just filled to the rafters. And the most broken are coming to these talks.
Right.
And this is not about me. This is not, tomorrow night's not about Kevin Matthews. I'm Mary's roadie.
It never
I say
is.
This. Well, I'm
you are
I'm,
you are so humble.
Well, it's because I have a responsibility representing Mary. I'm her roadie. And again, tomorrow night is about Mary. Where there's Mary, there's Christ. Where there's Christ, there's God. And it's humbling to be with the mother of Jesus. She's a beautiful lady. I love her to death.
Well, that's your comment all the time is it's about her and
it is about
you're
her.
A dog of God. Where did that come from?
Well, I have had so many people say, you know, you love Mary too much. And like I said, I'm never going to love her more than her son did. And the rosary, for example, the rosary was not given to us by the Pope. It was given to us by Mary herself in the 12th century. She appeared to Father Dominic, who is now a saint. Father Dominic was a priest in France in the 12th century, and there was so much sin and turmoil happening in France. She appeared to him and said, Dominic, my son, this is the rosary. This is a weapon against sin. And take it and share it. And it has been shared by, well, look at this, it's the history of the rosary. And I had done some research. There's a friend of mine, Father Don Calloway, who has got a great conversion story. He used to follow the Grateful Dead.
Boy, does he.
And
he's a drug dealer.
He was a drug dealer. He got kicked out of Japan, and he's
by the military.
He's just killing it because he's got such great books. He's got a new book out on Joseph, the father of Jesus. And nobody's written a book as in-depth as Father Don has. But Father Don has written books on the rosary, and he did research that Father Dominic's mother, while she was pregnant with Father Dominic in France, she had a dream that she was giving birth to a dog of God that would breathe fire and protect all that is holy. And when I read that, I said, you know, God, I want to be a dog of God. I want to rep you. I want to protect all that is holy, especially all that has been touched by the grace of Mary. And so that dog of God comes out when people will ridicule Mary, or I'll stand up for Mary.
Well, that's what, you know, that's what's great about you. And your book explains it also. I know a lot of times people, they say, I got a book, or there's so many books out there.
Yeah.
It seems like everyone at Fox News is writing a book, and everyone's
right.
Just writing a book to make, you know, just, I don't know where all the trees are coming from, and I'm not a tree hugger, but I'm just saying it. Sometimes books don't need to be written. Seriously, your book is a quick read. First of all, it's a quick
yeah.
Read.
I didn't want it to
book.
Be long.
It's a quick read. It's a good read.
Yeah,
but it's entertaining.
Well, it was serious. A producer, a Franciscan nun, that I have become so close with, the Franciscans.
And she didn't really care for you.
No, Sister Lucia. She is a writing professor at Grand Valley. And Sister has been a nun for a long time. She didn't want anything to do with me because I worked with Howard Stern and Steve and Gary, and I was basically Satan. And she went to her mother superior and said, I am not going to help Kevin produce this book. And Mother Colleen Ann, she did, and we learned to love each other. And she and I, first of all, Mary is responsible for this book. God is. I mean, this is destined by God and Christ. And Mary, this book is, yes, it's about me and broken Mary, but it is a read for all of us, and it's proof that we all are broken, but we are loved. But also, I knew that when I found the statue of broken Mary 8 years ago, I knew that I was supposed to go to Fatima. I had no idea what Fatima was at all. I ended up with the nun and Father Mark, who blessed broken Mary. We went on the 100th anniversary to Fatima, and for those who don't know what about Fatima, 102 years ago, Mary, our Blessed Mother, appears to three shepherd children, Jacinta, Francisco, her brother, and Sister Lucia. She would become a nun. Little Francisco and Jacinta were 7 and 8, and Lucy at 10, and they had visitations, apparitions of Mary from May 1917 through October, but it continued, actually, into the 20s, and it's amazing, and you'll read more about the book and why the rosary is so important to me now. So, We invite everybody to come to tomorrow. It's going to be historic. It's going to be history. Be part of it. So
definitely will. All right. Well, we will be right back after this break. Stay with us.
Chicago radio personality Kevin Matthews found a statue of the Virgin Mary broken and lying by a dumpster. His life would never be the same. Join Kevin this Friday at 7 p.m. at St. John Catches for Kevin's talk about how Broken Mary changed his life. Then walk in procession with Kevin and Broken Mary and a few thousand others in a candlelight procession from St. John Catches to the Water Tower along Chicago Avenue. St. John Catches is located at 825 North Carpenter in Chicago. For complete details, visit OurLadyOfTheBroken.org. That's OurLadyOfTheBroken.org.
We all are broken. It's humbling to go to Mary and say, Mary, the mother of Jesus, please, please, Mary, be my mother today. This world is moving so fast. Maybe it's time to stop and close your eyes and finally be with God.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
St. Stanislaus Kostka is the sanctuary of the divine mercy where you can enter into the presence of Christ 24/7. Every first Saturday afternoon will be a special opportunity for healing. At 4:30, bring your petitions for our Blessed Mother's intercession as we pray the rosary. Then, at 5, we share the body of Christ in the Holy Mass. Also, at 5:30, a Spanish Mass, followed by a Eucharistic procession, adoration, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and an anointing. Enter into the sacred space of St. Stanislaus Kostka and place yourself before Christ for healing. On first Saturday afternoon, starting at 4:30, find St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, 2 blocks north of Division, on Noble, just off the Kennedy in Chicago, and find peace and healing.
Give me a yeah, baby.
I heard that Mike Meyer is actually launching another movie.
Yes.
Austin Powers. It's been a long time.
He's been retired for some time now.
Well, he's...
And he's still got bad teeth.
Made a tremendous amount of money. He doesn't have to do anything he wants.
No.
Unless he wants to do it. And I like Mike.
But I do believe it would be good for the people if he came back and did another movie.
Well, he is. He's coming back.
Fantastic. Yes, well, you know, Michael York is in our Truth and Life audio Bible.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, Mike. Yes.
You tell people who I am in case they just tuned in.
Oh, in case you just tuned in. This is the great Kevin Matthews.
Well, I don't know about great, but...
Well, I'll be determined. It's my show. I'll label you how I want. If I want to say, you know, some of the things Jimmy would say to describe you, that would not be appropriate for Catholic radio, but... If this was a podcast, I could.
Jim Shorts, actually, for those who don't know, I'm Kev Matthews. Good to be back in Chicago. Jim is in, he's quoted big quotes in my book,
yep.
3 times Broken Mary.
Yeah, it's not flattering comments. Though.
A sister, Lucia, Franciscan nun, who helped me produce Broken Mary, the book, insisted, she goes, I want to ask Jim some questions. And so he's asked 3 questions, and you can read them throughout the book.
There's the tease.
And Jim Shorts, for those who are wondering, did he die? No, he's very much alive. He's dating a Russian girl. He's got a casino.
Right.
That's on Beaver Island in Lake Michigan.
Right.
And he is very involved with the Chicago Bears. He's going to do another season of Pigskin Picks, where he picks... The Bears, for example, will open against Green Bay at Soldier Field. And Jim will pick that game and the entire schedule, which is right around the corner.
Hey, the phone's ringing over here, Kev. Okay. I think, hello? Hey, should we patch Jim in there? Nick, could you patch Jim in? Okay, Jim's here, Kev.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. Hold on a second. Come on in. Sit down over there.
How can I sit down if I'm on the phone?
Well, hang up.
Okay, I hang up.
You're talking to me.
Goodbye.
No.
No, goodbye. What are you on? I got to be careful.
Gopped up on goop.
Are you gopped up? Your back's hurting? Are you on, like, Oxycontin?
lots of Oxycontin, yes. But it's good. It's good for me. So what have you been doing lately? I mean, Kev was kind of giving us a little...
I'm a casino owner, and I have Beaver Island, and I've been killing it.
What about Wang?
Wang is my old girlfriend. She's out in Montana. I haven't seen her in 20 years. You talk about stuff that is so old.
Well, I would just...
But I have a new girlfriend now. She's a Russian, and I love her very much, and it's kind of personal.
She mail order?
And you know what? How about if I take... How about if I take the keyboard and just... Again, you're making me angry for being on a Catholic radio station.
Well,
so I'm going to hang up on you, okay?
No, you're not going to hang up. I want to see what your thoughts are on... You know, we're going to be doing football picks not too long from now.
Oh, I'm not doing it with you. You don't know.
On this station, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and on a Catholic station?
Well, maybe we'll just do a podcast.
Well, you know what? At the same time, though, you got Notre Dame. That was big football. You got the Tom Thayer, who used to play with the Bears, played Notre Dame.
Kevin was with Tom last night.
You can do gambling on a Catholic radio station.
In your casino. I could come in your casino and place my bets.
Not allowed. Not allowed. You, no way.
Me?
No way.
No, I'm too clean.
Okay, I gotta go. Okay?
No, wait a minute. How do you think the Bears are gonna do this year?
How do I think they're gonna do?
Yeah.
Well, they got a new kicker.
Well, they got
They could have got rid of that thing.
Yeah.
Four games in last year.
Right.
And I said, this kicker who is, and he's not a kicker. Okay. I know a 3-year-old that is got a better leg than this thing. He's gone. And I said, he's gonna cost us the playoffs. He did. And the Bears could have beaten New England last year.
Well, they beat the Rams.
I like Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
I like him a lot. I like them. They're making the playoffs.
What do you think about the Bears and the Browns in the Super Bowl this year?
No way. The Cleveland's not even near that. No way.
They picked up some good free agents. My buddies,
yeah, but they're not there yet with it. They're not there with it. Another joke in the NFL, the Raiders. It's going to be horrible.
They're going to go to Vegas.
Yeah, well, they're going to go to Vegas. Great. Play the casino. They're not good on the field. That's it.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I'm sure thankful that Khalil Mack was gifted to us by the Raiders.
Yeah, again, think of that acquisition. You're going to give him up?
They did.
Think of that. I know
thank
they
you.
Did.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. As we get a coach for 10 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and we outbid everybody, and we gave up 2 first-round draft picks.
Yeah, okay. I let's get back to the Catholic stuff, okay?
Oh, sorry, Jim. Okay, yeah. So are you
Well, tell me I'm sorry. It's Catholic station. You're talking about the Raiders.
Well, I was talking about, you know, some of Kevin's friends and his former
Kevin
Raiders.
Has no friends.
He's got a lot of friends.
No, he doesn't.
He's going to have over 5,000 friends tomorrow night.
Let's see about that. I'm not going to even be here.
Well,
I can care less.
The weather's going to be good.
Well, great. The weather. Who are you, Tommy Skilling?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, but the weather's going to be great, and Kev believes that Mary had something to do with that.
Well, probably does. Probably
okay,
does.
Okay, well.
I got to go.
Go. See you later.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well,
wow, that was Jim.
Yeah,
that was a really good phone line, too.
Yeah, it really was.
The clarity is great.
Well, we've got some great clarity here. Boy, he made it clear. He's clarity. What's up his, anyway, we were talking about some of the miracles earlier that have transpired due to this statue, and I'm friends with Cor, as you are, obviously. This is a lady that we met last fall in the northwest suburbs.
She
had some serious cancer.
Yeah, like I said, the statue of Broken Mary is attracting the most broken, and all are welcome to come, but this woman... I was speaking maybe 7 months ago, and I had no idea
who
she is. Is it October?
October. It was actually October 13th.
What church was it?
I don't remember.
It was October 13th.
It was October 13th. I had just come from showing the screening of the Cardinal George documentary,
okay.
And at the seminary where we had the whole theater packed, And you actually had as many people, if not more people, in that church. And she was one of the people.
Yeah.
And she didn't look like she was going to be
around
for Christmas.
Well, I had no idea who she is. And
right.
I saw her before I talked.
She looked
and I
terrible.
Just said, come on over to the statue. Mary wants you to pray. And we did. And I found out later that she had stage 3 breast cancer. And after we went to the statue and prayed this special rosary, she was diagnosed cancer-free. And she's still taking treatment right now, but she's a beautiful human being, is so devoted to Mary and the rosary now, and has been. But, I mean, she has always had a devotion to Mary, but Mary literally touched her with her grace, and I pray for her. She's cancer-free.
Right. She's cancer-free. Her hair is growing, and
yeah.
she looks fabulous.
Yeah.
And to see her, like I said, when I saw her, I thought, she didn't look like she's going to make it to Christmas. I mean, she was very feeble, and she's young, too.
Yeah, so the most broken. Last night I was down in Joliet, and it was packed, St. Pat's Church. And the people that come up are so, so broken, yet they have so much hope. There were 2 weeks ago, same thing. They're coming in wheelchairs. They're coming with cancer. Last week, I've done a lot of prisons,
mm-hmm.
and I went back to
sorry to hear that, Kev.
A maximum prison.
You got to behave better.
Yeah. And I went to a maximum prison, and the inmates that are there, people say, what's it like to be in a prison? This one person in particular, I said, I don't know. You tell me. I see your Facebook posts. I see you on Instagram. You hate everything. You hate your job. You hate everything. You're in prison. You tell me. And when I go into prison, especially some of these groups, they've got, I don't know who they are, what they did. I know that they're in for the rest of their lives, and they're holding a rosary, and I feel a tremendous amount of hope. And I had one inmate say, I'm going to die here. And I said, well, you get to choose where you choose eternity. And we all do. And I was in prison, like I said, last week, and I said, Mary wants you all, and there were about 40 inmates, all lifers, wants you to make a in the prison yard, is to make to create the Stations of the Cross. And
where was this, Kev?
This is in a maximum prison, and they're going to do that discreetly.
In what area?
It's over in Michigan.
Okay.
And so I'm going to stay in touch as they literally create the Stations of the Cross, which Mary did after the death of Christ. John, the disciple, took Mary home into Turkey, where you can still see Mary's house. And Mary actually created in her back of the house, she created the steps she saw and witnessed her son, the Stations of the Cross. And so it's going to be great to see the Stations of the Cross in this prison yard. And it'll be discreet, too, obviously.
Right.
It might just be a stone. It might be 15 stones in the yard, each representing a stop of the cross. So
I think it's amazing what you are doing. I mean, when you told me you were visiting prisons and that statement of you get to determine where you spend eternity. I mean, these people have made some mistakes in their lives. I mean, and some people have made them premeditated.
No question. And there's people that have no regret. And there's people that don't want to hear about Christ. There's those people. But when I see a human being in prison holding a rosary, I feel hope. And I was able to tell this Lent has always, Good Fridays, since I found Broken Mary, has really always been special to me. And this Good Friday, this Lent, was very, very special to me. And I told these prison inmates, I said, Judas, Mike, I'll ask you, or anybody listening, let me throw this out there, is Judas in heaven?
That's a good question. I would be willing to bet he probably, who am I to judge?
Exactly.
Is Hitler in heaven?
But, well.
Like Cardinal George says, probably not. God's, benevolent, but he's not stupid.
I think Hitler and Judas, too. I think the biggest sin of Judas, and Christ would feel this way, is that he sold Christ for 30 pieces of silver.
Right. But then he committed suicide.
He
also
committed suicide, and that's,
so
I think,
two,
the sin.
Two strikes.
Well, but the sin was he didn't realize he could have been forgiven by simply asking. And I said, when Christ is he comes back, the resurrection, and he sees Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say to Peter, hey, you denied me three times. What are you doing here?
Oh, he busted his chops. He busted his chops. But, do you love me, Peter? Yes, I do. Do you love me, Peter? Yes, I do. Do you love me, Peter? Why do you keep asking me this? Well, I made my point.
But I'm saying he didn't say, hey, get out of here. You denounced me. Or I would tell these prison inmates, the two men that were on side by side of the crucifixion of Christ, one mocked Jesus.
Right.
The other said, this is the Son of God, and would you please, will you remember me in heaven? And Jesus said, yes, this afternoon you will enter my paradise. There's always hope, no matter if you're in prison or you're driving deliveries right now on the Dan Ryan. That's why we're having this march tomorrow. It's a march for the broken. We're all broken, but we're loved more by God.
Speaking of breaking, we're going to take a break right now.
Chicago radio personality Kevin Matthews found a statue of the Virgin Mary broken and lying by a dumpster. His life would never be the same. Join Kevin this Friday at 7 p.m. at St. John Catches for Kevin's talk about how Broken Mary changed his life. Then walk in procession with Kevin and Broken Mary and a few thousand others in a candlelight procession from St. John Catches to the Water Tower along Chicago Avenue. St. John Catches is located at 825 North Carpenter in Chicago. For complete details, visit OurLadyOfTheBroken.org. That's OurLadyOfTheBroken.org.
We all are broken. It's humbling to go to Mary and say, Mary, the mother of Jesus, please, please, Mary, be my mother today. This world is moving so fast. Maybe it's time to stop and close your eyes and finally be with God.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is the official sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago. Founded by Polish immigrants in the late 1800s, this historic church is more commonly known as St. Stan's. One church, many cultures, in that masses are held in English, Spanish, and Polish. The church is two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy. St. Stan's has been so prominent in the history of the church in Chicago that the Kennedy Expressway was even built around it. St. Stan's is easy to get to. It is the sanctuary for quiet prayer before the celebrated iconic monstrance. For Mass and confession times and special events, please visit our new website at ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org. And while you're on the homepage, feel free to click on the donations tab to help in the continuing restoration of St. Stan's.
Hey, Kev.
Yes.
You know who that guy was? Did that voice
sound familiar? That would be Jonathan Brandmeier.
Is he right?
I have not talked to. I have not talked to Johnny in a long, long time. Decades.
Where is he? Up north?
I have no idea. I think he's up in Wisconsin. I wish him the best.
You betcha.
I haven't talked to Johnny in a long time.
I thought you guys did a sign-off channel. They had you. You were on the air with Steve and who else? When the loop went away?
Yeah, we all were. But, I mean, I wasn't on with Johnny.
Oh, okay.
I haven't physically talked to Johnny. I haven't seen Gary Meyer in a long time. It's been a while, but I believe he's up in Wisconsin.
I'm sure he is. I mean, again, just he's done what he's done. He's made enough money. He doesn't need to do anything, just like Mike Myers. But he did a good job of entertaining people, and that's what you did. I mean, you sold out all these venues.
Oh, Chicago's great. I mean, we all grew up together. We did everything together. It was like, I love coming home. I love coming home, and it's good to be back. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. And then I'm looking forward to after is Chicago food.
Yeah, well, we're gonna go. We're gonna go somewhere. We'll go somewhere after this. We'll just have to figure out where. We went to Al's Italian Beef the last time, and
yeah, it's just anything Chicago, Michigan. Where I'm living in Michigan. I have the worst hot dogs. It's just oh my goodness, please.
You think you could just ship them over.
Yeah. So yeah.
So your show, you started your show here in Chicago. When was your
19,
first time?
I came up from St. Louis. I had Greg Salk and folks at The Loop said, come on up. And it was 1986. And I was here until 2005. Then I went back to Michigan, where I put radio stations on the air. I did a morning show, but I was also creating radio stations. Right. And, you know, technically, it just the whole world's changed with satellite radio, and there's so many ways of listening to content now. Radio has just been taken to a back burner, if you will. I had a good time. I had a really good time.
Well, you guys blew it up. I mean, Johnny B, I used to love listening to his show and your show. You know, I had to get some work done, so I didn't really have time for Steve and Gary, but I was listening to them in 7th, 8th grade.
Yeah.
When he was doing the Skylab song and, you know, the different songs related to Shattered.
And I was with Steve on his podcast network for 6 years. And then physically, I've got MS. It's just getting too tough. And so I'm retired, if you will. But, I'm Mary's roadie, and I've got the statue of Broken Mary. And I got a great family.
You're on the road a lot. Tell us about your son, Trev.
My son, Trev, is in a great band called Dawes, and he's been with them for 3 years now. And Dawes, they're coming. Last year, they were the opening act with ELO, and they are getting ready to join Willie Nelson. And Willie's out with all kinds of great bands, and Dawes is one of them.
You gotta be careful, Willie. Willie likes to smoke the hooch.
Well, hey, he's 86. He can do whatever he wants. But they're stopping, I want to say, June 28th, down in Tinley Park at the casino. And my daughter...
Tinley Park? What used to be in Tinley Park?
What was the venue?
There's a venue, a music venue down there, too. Tinley Park.
We played there many a times. I just can't remember the name.
Okay.
And my daughter, she's got four kids now.
Four kids,
I love her.
Grandpa.
Yep. And
the youngest,
I love my wife
just had
and
another one recently. And
yeah,
how old
another
is
one's
old?
Coming up. So
what does she have? She's got four.
She's got a two little boys, daughter, and she's due in September.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And she's over in Michigan by you and Dub.
Yeah.
Which is great. Where did all the voices come from?
I'm schizophrenic. I've been doing voices, my mom said, since I was like four.
Mm-hmm.
And I could make my parents laugh. And if I made my parents laugh or, you know, the neighbors, then I'd get attention and they'd like me.
They should give you some money. I need to go buy a toy. I need a bike. Give me some money.
Bring the monkey out here. Do a funny voice. Now get out of here. So it was, that's where it all started.
But your voices are so accurate. Like, I mean, if you'd like to share with the audience your Ron Reagan is on point, Pee Wee Herman.
Well, they all were. And, you know, you're saying, you know, voices that were in the 80s and the 90s.
So people weren't born yet. You're going to go, like, 2005.
Right. No, it was fun time.
People know who Ron Reagan is.
Right.
People know who Pee Wee
Herman
is.
Well, if you don't know who Ronald Reagan is, you shouldn't have to. I'm not going to stop and explain who Ronald Reagan is.
He was an actor, wasn't he?
No. He was Portuguese.
He was
a fisherman. In the 1700s.
But how did he sound? Well,
I don't know, Mike. I don't know. I'm tired.
You're tired?
Yes.
Well, you're retired, too. How about Pee Wee Herman? Where'd that come from?
No. Pee Wee, where it came from. He did. I don't want to do these voices, Mike. My voice is killing me.
Come on. We got 7 minutes.
We got seven minutes. I want to invite people tomorrow to St. John Cantius because I'm talking at 7 o'clock, and Father Josh... who I've is a great priest, man. He's just rocking it. And this church is a 130-year-old church. It's just a beautiful.
It's the most beautiful church in the country.
Historic church.
Yep.
And we're doing a procession. It's There is Hope for the Broken for the City of Chicago. And all ages are welcome to gather at St. John, and we're going to go down Chicago Avenue. It's amazing how all the permits have all been signed, and the Chicago
it's
Fire
amazing.
Department is with us, and the cops, Chicago Police.
State Police, National Guard.
It's just beautiful. Plus, all these people, all these denominations, all these folks that just really want to say a prayer for the city of Chicago.
Well, Father Josh said there was a bunch of Protestants. I mean, he says, I got a bunch of Protestants.
Well,
everybody's welcome. Again, this isn't a Catholic thing.
No.
It isn't a religious thing, per se. It is It is about peace for our
the city
that everyone's getting gunned down in.
Well, it happens, and, it happens. And The procession will go down Chicago Avenue over to the water tower. We decided to stop there because that symbolizes the only thing that was left to Chicago, and Chicago rebuilt itself around that. And we have the statue of Broken Mary. You can see her. You can pray with her. And I will address everybody at St. John Cantius tomorrow at 7 and give you a better in-depth story.
You're going to address everybody? Hello,
I'll give you a better in-depth story on the story of Broken Mary, which continues today.
Now, one other thing I wanted to talk to you about briefly, but we jumped into this again because this is really what the show is about. But I'm bipolar, and I just throw stuff out there when I feel like it. The Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
What's going on with that? I mean, you and my friend, our friend Carl Amari, who's on WGN Radio Theater, hosts the old-time radio shows. He's done so much for old-time radio. You've done so much. What the heck's going on there, Kev?
We'll find out here real soon. I'd love to be in the Radio Hall of Fame. Literally, the reason is to thank the audience and all the Kev heads, and just thank you, because if it wasn't for Chicago and just the individuals of Chicago, I always had the attitude I'm never above my audience. And I love the audience. We got married together. We had kids together. We did so many things. We grew up. We had kids, and they became Kev heads. And I just really want to be able to publicly thank, from the Radio Hall of Fame, the audience, because without them, I'm not here today. And I absolutely love the city of Chicago.
Well, it's God's plan, and you're back here, and you come back a lot. You'll be back at, you know, you're traveling a lot more now probably than you had in the last
I you know, I take it. It's like I said, I'm Mary's roadie, so wherever
So everybody
she wants
out
me
there, I'm
go.
Just going to throw this out there. It's not a pledge drive, but I'm going to ask for you all to pray for Kevin, for his good health, and that he does get elected in the Hall of Fame. I mean, it's a secular thing, so to speak. But to have him in there with his voice so strong for Mary and for our faith, that's a good thing. We need more people like Kevin to be in these high places that oftentimes the secular people don't want to address. And I just think it would be great if you just said a little prayer, maybe include Kevin in your rosary intentions, that he does get in the Hall of Fame, and pray for tomorrow night, because we're going to have the weather. It's going to be great, but Father Josh said maybe, you know, on some of their other processions, they've had some interesting weather, but the weather's always been good. And he says, Mary just wants to let you know who's boss.
Well,
and with that, I'm gonna turn the show over to you. I'm going to say goodbye to everybody right now. Let you take us out and talk briefly about, again, your book and tomorrow night. And we've got to go, just go... Go march tomorrow night in Chicago.
Yeah, if folks want to, you can go to brokenmary.com, and it talks about the book, and also I've created rosary apps. You can download the rosary for free. I narrate it, and it's been listened to all over the world, hundreds of thousands of downloads. So tomorrow, Friday, May 31st, at St. John Cantius, come listen to us talk at 7, and then we do a candlelight vigil to the water tower. Everybody's invited. So thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Kev.
For all the support from the radio station here.
Hey, we love you here. We're all crazy in Chicago, but we love you, brother. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend. Such meaning.
shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The